Thrubble.
Oh, God, I can't do it. We were really, really close. That was close. All right. Hello, Kara, you slay.
You're committed.
Welcome back to the Spilt Milk Podcast. My name is Sarah.
My name's Lauren.
And I'm Kara.
Yes, this is the Couple to Thruple series. We are a thruple now with our third.
I'm so happy to be here with you guys. I think it's so funny.
I love it. So yeah, if you missed last week's episode, or not last week, 2 weeks ago's episode, we have been recapping the amazing new reality show, hit new reality show, on Peacock, Couple to Thruple. And it's kind of like Bachelor in Paradise meets Love Island meets
LGBT.
Meets Queer Eye.
Meets LGBT, because there's no queer shows. Meets LGBT. Meets RuPaul. I'm kidding.
Meets Queer Eye.
I know, I will say, this is my calling to The Bachelor. Please have an LGBT season soon. I'm one of the few Bachelor people I feel like left, and I feel like this would bring more people on.
Me too.
On.
We are Bachelor Nation.
Oh my gosh. Me and Kara. We need to talk about Couple to Thruple, because don't even get me started on Bachelor this season.
That could be a whole other podcast.
Y'all will have to fill me in, because I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest. Kara did text me something about The Bachelor. About Joey. Was it you, Kara? You texted
yes,
me
and I'll be honest, this is a spoiler, so if you have not watched Up Until Hometowns, you need to just skip a couple seconds ahead. But
I watched Hometowns.
You did?
I watched
Hometowns. I cannot believe he said he was falling in love with both women, to Kelsey and to Daisy. I thought that was so dirty. That is not your classic.
Has he not learned from every other bachelor who's done that and then had like an explosive
literally
end? Like, even if it ends well, it's just not
we thought
idea.
He was one of the good ones, but no, I'm not convinced that it's gonna end well based on the previews that they're showing.
Based on
the most dramatic season yet.
Maria.
Oh my gosh.
They always say that.
They say that every year. Every year.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell. No, but if they did have a queer season, it would be the best. The most dramatic. It would be the best. They would gain a viewer.
I agree, but it needs to be the Bachelor in Paradise format, because you cannot have like a lesbian bachelorette and then all the other women also be lesbian.
I think that'd be great.
You could have a bisexual bachelorette or bachelorette.
I know, that would be interesting.
I don't know. That, yeah.
Imagine the house.
Fighting. Yeah. They need to hire us.
Literally.
Please.
Bachelor, if you use these ideas, I want my cut.
Yeah.
No, literally. That's a great idea. I thought that they... Okay, yeah. So we're going to talk about episodes 5 and on.
5 and 6.
We're talking about the whole fucking show. So yeah, episodes 5 and 6.
These are some interesting episodes. Honestly, a lot of unexpected things happen. We have a new couple at the resort.
Oh, yes.
They are an interesting couple.
They are interesting. Shall we introduce them?
They're spicing things up. Yeah, Maximo and Ash. So I would describe Maximo and Ash as post-gender, post-sexual, non-binary.
Yes.
They are everything. They are definitely queer. And I don't know, they're an interesting group. I have to say, I've never seen a couple like Maximo and Ash in my entire life.
I just have so many questions for them.
I'm so curious about them, but honestly, they're so fun.
They are so fun. They are messy.
I don't know.
They're messy.
Yes. I think they're a little mean. I think they can be a little mean.
Ooh, really? Wait, why?
They just seem like give off like, I don't know, just a vibe. They just seem like they would be mean.
I think that they're like playing dirty.
It's just, I don't know.
But they are definitely there. You know, for the polyamorous side of the resort, definitely there to weigh their options.
Totally. It's just like very interesting to me. So they they're dating. They've never like done anything polyamorous together, but they date other people separately. They've always been like non-monogamous. And he mainly dates men and she mainly dates women. So it's like, who are they looking for
together? But they date like, each other. They date each other.
They date each other. And then they're looking for somebody, even though they both prefer the opposite gender.
And they, but so far they mainly brought in women, which I did not expect. I expected them to be bringing in mainly men.
Well, they were trying.
Well, wait. Yeah, they.
Oh, wait, with who?
With Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, with Jonathan. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah, yeah. Later on. Okay, later on. But at first, they didn't talk to Jonathan because Jonathan was
That's
still
not true either.
With,
they brought Junior up to their room on the first night.
Yeah, they stayed in their room.
And that sexy shower scene.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah, that was like, hot. That's what Kara and I were watching when we were drunk.
I actually...
Was them having sex.
No, literally.
Literally, that's what we were watching. That's what happened in episode 4. That's all that you need to know.
That's all that happened.
Essentially. But, and then they didn't choose. So there's also, I need to bring attention to the one, the other single that's like a non-binary Asian person. And Kara and I picked out that she's clearly there like for Maximo and Ash. And they did not even like bat her an eye. And she was so pissed.
She was like, thanks for bringing the queer energy to this. We needed this.
She's like, y'all slay boots. Uh-huh. She's like, y'all slay boots. And then they're like, okay, cool.
They're like, okay.
Oh my God, Lauren, the way you were looking at me, I thought you had two pigtails in your hair.
Oh my God. It's not that funny.
Oh my God, you look like Boo from Monsters, Inc.
Stop.
Sorry, y'all. Lauren is so on the podcast. Sorry, y'all. Lauren has front bangs and two pigtails.
No,
I can't handle it.
Okay, my hair's down. Whatever.
It was really distracting.
Oh my God.
That was funny as fuck. Okay, so yeah, they picked Junior. And okay, what did you want to say, Kara? Sorry.
I wrote down in my notes that, especially once they do end up taking on Becca into their throuple, which I thought, you know, from the jump, messy. Like, the fact that you're bringing in someone else is like, I don't know if you would call them an ex in this situation, but we can use that term for just to describe the relationships. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, bringing
in. I was
here
for them choosing Becca.
But okay, so I wrote that they gave me a better idea of pansexuality with the like throuple situation. Like, I feel like the way that they were describing it, because last time we recorded, we kind of didn't really understand where they were coming from, but the way that they were describing it, I feel like I was finally able to get some understanding. I don't know if it was because they're all more like queer presenting than the other like couples in the group. Like, it was a lot of man and woman looking to add a third, with the exception of Ashmal and Ramon. But yeah, that's how I felt. I don't know if you guys felt that way too. All right. Like,
I'm trying to think of how to.
Did you not think that too? Maybe I was just having like an epiphany.
I don't think there's gonna be anything.
And they're just conversations.
I don't think there's gonna be anything that's gonna make me like really understand where they're coming from. I don't know.
I don't know. I get it. I get what they mean. They kind of just don't see gender as like a qualifying figure of dating of who they're attracted to. It's kind of just genderless.
Yeah.
I think that's what I mean. And I get that. And I don't have any problem with that. And I thought, but I honestly thought Becca was a good choice for them. And initially, like, seeing them all three interact, like, it made a lot of sense in my opinion. They looked like they were a lot of fun. They were really hot. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Maximo, Ash, and Becca were the hottest throuple there.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And also, Maximo has the best body, the best stomach.
Oh my God.
The best abs. I don't know if you noticed that. Okay. I don't know if anyone draw attention to that. So they did also this honesty exercise in episode 5 where they essentially captured the throuples into these sweat lodges. And I didn't know they were sweat lodges at first. I didn't hear them say that. I just looked up and I saw they were in these huts. and it was like steam coming off of the fucking camera because it looked so smelly, especially in Corey and Wilder's room.
Oh my god, could you imagine?
Corey and Wilder's looked, it looked especially smelly.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Especially smelly. But Denise, theirs was so cute because Denise asked both of them if she could be their girlfriend, or I don't know how she phrased it. It was, I don't know how she was. I don't know. But they were like, yeah, let's date for sure. Mm-hmm. But it seems really soon. You know, no one else is
how
even
many weeks? Yeah, considering it's episode 6 and everybody else is pretty much like swapped each time or like are hardly like the person, it's interesting to be like committing already.
It's very interesting, especially when you compare them to like Darian, Sean, and Brittany, who like literally just seem like strangers.
Literally. not even friends, like they don't really know each other.
So, and that, honestly, Corey and Wilder, they were the last ones I expected to be able to settle down like that. Like, I thought Corey was going to have a hard time with this.
Yeah, because she's brought up, she's, like, had a hard time. Like, every single episode is about her being, like, they're going too far.
She literally said in episode 4, she was like, it needs to be about my needs. Like, it needs to be about me.
What was That's it? Another thing I wanted to bring up, too. Yeah. Her... this was insane. I think this was in episode 4. They,
us remembering episode 4 now that we don't want to recap it.
Whatever. But this was like, how could you forget it? She, they were like, yeah, I want to have my sex drive is probably like 21 times a week. And then so they're like 3 times a day. And so she was like, I'm so insecure because mine's not as high. Mine's probably like once a day.
So I was like, everyone in this room is lying right now. Yeah, every single like, person. What?
And she was like really affected by that. And they were like, it's okay that yours isn't like as high as that. And I was like,
I remember this. And they had to like cuddle her.
I mean, Corey always talks about Wilder getting a boner. Like every episode, she talks about his boner. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He constantly wants to fuck.
Be like never ending. It never goes away.
No. Like, it never. No, but she literally said in the last episode that we're not talking about. She was like, I just think that we need to adjust our attention to focus more on my needs. My needs, mine are the one that need the most attention out of everyone in football right now. I was like, it's been about you. Okay, Sheena, it's been about you this whole time. Yeah,
it's never about me.
It's been about you. But nevertheless, they have been successful thus far because I immediately went and found them on Instagram and they're still dating.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I did too.
I'll show you. I'll send you the photo in our group chat.
I think they're in like a non-closed rubble.
Yes.
Like, because they don't live near each other.
No, it's something like that. Distance. Yeah, I'll send both screenshots.
Do Corey and Wilder live together, and then they're just still dating
That's
Denise?
What it seems.
Yeah,
I guess so. Wilder Rush. So okay, I just sent it to Kara so she can dissect that. Yeah, they're non-monogamous, and apparently they now Denise and Wilder spend time one-on-one without Corey, according to the caption of that photo.
Oh, good, because one of the things I wrote was, like, even when they were, in their final scenes, you could say, they were not
their
kissing.
Final scenes? Why does it sound like they died? their last breath.
Yeah. You never see Denise and Wilder kiss. You see them both kiss Corey, but... No.
No, they fuck hardcore not when Corey's not there. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
They just can't do it in front of her. And she just has to kiss him first or something like that.
Yeah, and only once a day.
Only once.
If that's okay.
Corey's gonna know something's up if she's not up for it that night.
So no one else is even remotely near this point of becoming an official couple.
That's where Jonathan and Ramon thought they were. Or, like, that's where Ramon and Ashmal thought they were with Jonathan.
They literally started abusing him. Literally, them after, like, abusing Jonathan for 2 weeks, they're like, I think we're ready. We're finally ready to date.
Yeah, they're like, I love him so much.
I know. After Jonathan said he didn't want to be with them anymore, that scene of Ramon crying in the bed, he's being like, I'm really fucking sad. Like, I feel like I was like, me after being the worst girlfriend I could ever
have. Oh my god, you're like, he had his shoes on in the bed, too. That's what really got me. You can't even take your shoes off, bro, in bed. That's disgusting.
Yeah, he was out of it.
You have terrorized this person.
Yeah, he's traumatized.
Yeah. But the honesty huts, or whatever they're called, they were cool because the couples, the thruples, God lord, the singles could ask the couples questions they wanted. So that was kind of the whole point of it. But I don't remember the outcomes of it other than the Denise of it all, and it just looking really smelly and undesirable, you could say.
I remember at this point, Darian is with Brittany and Sean, and yes. Brittany says that their sexual tension is at like a 9 or 10 when they had literally not even kissed.
I know. And that's what I'm saying. They're strangers.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like,
it's a slow burn.
I don't know what Darian is doing.
A slow burn thruple.
Darian is not interested. She's losing her interest day by day. She's not interested in them anymore, and I don't blame her, because like she said, like, they don't have any connection that they've shown themselves. And yeah, so they do another exercise later that gets into it in the tent part, which we'll talk about, I guess, at some point. But let's see, after the honesty exercise is when Ramon starts getting, Jonathan gets another awkward night in hell with Ramon and Ashmal. They're icing him out once again. He has to sleep with his sheet.
Yeah, sleeping with his sheet on the edge of the bed.
On the edge of the bed. Well, they get to share the comforter. And then Ramon chooses to confront Jonathan and Ashmal in front of everyone at breakfast, which I love that choice. And he said that he feels excluded from them having an emotional connection. And that it's their job to basically hold his hand. They have to take their hand, shove it up his ass, grab his vocal cords, and make him talk so he'll interject and speak whenever he's easily can be included in the conversation. I just hate when people are like that.
Oh my god, me too. Yeah.
It's not, like, difficult when you're in a relationship. You're in a throuple. If you're in a throuple, it shouldn't be that fucking hard to just speak up. Like, that should be one of the easier parts. I don't know. It was just very frustrating to see. And it's very just immature and feels like a choice. Overall, like, kind of manipulative, I would say. I don't know if I'm, like, explaining that super well. But Brittany told him, just interject. It's not that fucking hard. And then Darian expresses that she's going to potentially be leaving. She wants to maybe leave. She wants to make out with Ash and Maximo because Brittany and Sean said they weren't okay with that. And I want to know what you guys thought, because I thought that was kind of interesting that Brittany and Sean were not okay with Darian.
I thought so too, because, like, obviously, like, if they aren't, I don't know. And she's, like, interested in somebody else. I feel like that's kind of the whole point, is that you should, like, let her explore that.
I agree. If they were more serious, like, with,
sorry, I have to blow my nose. I really have to. I'm really sorry.
You could
have
gone away from the nose.
Let her finish her point. Sorry. Okay, Kara. Sorry, go. I'm sorry, Karen.
I'm trying to remember what I was saying. Yeah, I feel like if it was more serious of a throuple, like if it was Denise with Corey and Wilder and Denise asked them if she could make out with other people and they said no, I would get that. But they were just getting together and they are not even kissing.
Y'all haven't even made out. Yeah, y'all haven't even made out yet. That's ridiculous.
I don't understand, like, I don't know. I have a hard time thinking that Sean's not making a move. Like, why is Sean... Brittany being weird, like, the other women in the show are weird about some things sometimes, you know, unless you're Lauren, you know, and you're ready to go. But, yeah. I just don't understand why they're not making any moves. What are you on the
show? I don't either.
No, Sean is so passive. It's honestly really frustrating.
What did you say the other day? Whenever they were talking.
The other day? Was he talking to you?
I was there, actually.
Was he talking to you? You were hanging out with Sean?
No.
What was that? What is no, it that Sean always says?
Shut up.
What is that thing, Sean?
Shut up. You're being so mean to me. Let me talk. Whatever.
Keep going.
I'm fucking dying. Okay. Oh my god. No. Oh yeah. Okay. Brittany was saying to Sean, she was like, "How does it make you feel whenever me and Darian like." Touch each other or whatever, and he was like, I love it, or whatever, and that, like, weird like, fucking voice.
Oh, like, I fucking love it.
I love it.
Like, I fucking...
So hot.
He's like, I fucking should, because I'm a straight man.
Yeah, and y'all are gay. It's like, yeah. Okay. I don't know.
No.
But then, yeah, even, like, after having that conversation where they were, like, he was, like, smiling so weird at the table, like, the arms around them. Like, even since then, they still haven't done anything. Like...
It's just so weird. I don't understand them. They all sit on his lap. Like, it's not like they don't touch each other, but they won't kiss. Yeah.
I swear to
That's
God.
All they do.
Dylan and Sean, all they just want is two sex dolls to just sit on their lap. They should just buy them. Just go buy two sex dolls. That's all they want. That's all I see them do with their thirds.
Yeah, and they keep... Okay, let's get into Dylan and Lauren.
Yes, okay, yeah.
They
yeah.
keep... saying we just want more physical touch. That's not what physical touch is. Like, you want to have sex, like,
you want to
say
fuck.
That
say
it's
it.
Not like
so
I need this, that's my love language.
Last podcast when you were like they're only out. There to fuck, I was like, really? You know, so then I watched for it this time and I was like, damn.
No, they're like, there.
Yeah.
That's what exactly like, what they're there
the
for.
The first night, what them and then Jonathan and Ramon and all of them were there.
Rochemal, that's
to do,
their name.
Sorry,
Rochemal.
That's their name.
That's my OTP.
We should just call them. We should make up ship names. We have to do that for each of them. Actually, that'll be make this a lot easier going forward.
Dylan,
yeah. No, we also called it last episode that Dylan and Dylan were going to switch every swap.
They That's
were
so true. Swap.
Yeah, we said that. And yeah. They were right. They really blindsided Mia.
They really did blindside Mia. And then they picked Jess, who looks identical to Becca.
Exactly like
so
her.
So ridiculous.
Like, she is ripped.
Oh my god.
That
scene
ripped.
Of them at the mixer talking to each other. I was like, I see a double.
And, like, their leaves.
The leaves. The
oh, my God, the
leaves
are crazy.
The methodically placed leaves were very impressive, I have to say, from the Garden of Eden party.
Yeah, I wasn't mad about it, but it was definitely a choice.
It was interesting. Yeah, and I don't know. I just... we don't know anything about Jess, so I'm going to try not to judge her too much. She hasn't given me much to go off of. Well, okay, let's get there, because let's get to... there's one more thing I want to say before the second swap ceremony, and then we'll get there, because that's when they swap. So Johnny also says, right before they are about to go to the swap ceremony.
Johnny?
Yeah. Sorry, I kept spelling Jonathan wrong. Every single time I wrote Jonathan down, I spelled his name wrong. Every single time. So I just started calling him Johnny.
Sorry.
He's like, outside of the resort, I would not be putting up with it. I think that's when he finally realized, like, why am I doing this? And I was like, that's a great realization to have. Because literally outside of couple of people, you could go on a walk. You could go walk your dog. You could go to the grocery store. You can go stay with your mom for the weekend. Like, you just have to be here and put up with this. So then this leads us to the swap ceremony. Which Maximo and Ash show up wearing red leather corsets. Matching.
Yes.
Matching.
They slayed.
Which I love. Is this episode 6, Kara, already? Do you know? When episode 6 starts officially?
I think it was like at the end of 5 and the start of 6, because my first note for what I watched today. To be honest, was Pete stepping down for Lauren and Dylan when they were at the swap ceremony is so crazy. I did not expect.
Who's Pete?
Who's Pete?
Yeah. I said Peach.
Is he? Oh, is he the cropped
Peach? Thing? Peach. Peach.
Oh, Peach.
My bad.
No, he said Pete.
He said Pete.
I immediately think of Pete Buttigieg. I was like, what? That was my
first. Oh my god, Pete and Justin are going on. Couple thruple.
He's like, Lord, no.
That's so crazy. Pete and Justin being the new Ashmal and Roman is so crazy.
No, that's funny as fuck. Oh my god, no, yeah. So Lauren and Maximo and Ash choose Becca. They show up in these amazing red leather matching corsets. They chose Becca. I thought it was a great decision for them. And yeah. they're a lot hotter of a couple than she was with Dylan and Lauren.
I agree.
They were gross.
Mm-hmm. I would have been happy if they picked Junior though.
I would have been happy with Junior, yeah. I want someone to pick Junior too. And then Lauren and Dylan blindside Mia because they're like the host or I'm blanking on his name.
Scott Evans.
I was
gonna say that, but I was like,
come on, y'all. Same thing. I'm right. So he's like, are you happy with your throuple? And they're like, oh my god, she's everything that we could have needed. Like, she's literally giving us life. That's all we could have wanted right now. And then they're like, okay, do you want to stay or swap? They're like, we want to swap.
Like, yeah, I hate her.
Let's get a new one out of there. Dump her out of her chair. And she was
just like, we respect her, like, her wanting to wait and everything. It's just, like, we don't respect her wanting to wait.
We
like,
don't.
We want to, like, like...
We don't align with that decision.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they chose Jess. But, Mia, honestly, I do think Mia is perfect for Dylan and Lauren because she literally was like, if this is their journey and they want to just deal things out and then get back to me, like, that's cool. Like, she just seems so complacent and, like, she had no quarrels.
But then she also stepped down to join Ashmal and Roman.
She just wanted to hang out.
She didn't want to be alone in the singles house.
The singles house is probably like a Holiday Inn down the street somewhere.
Yeah.
So she wants to be in the hostel. She wants to be in the nice lounge. Yeah. Exactly. With the California King thruple beds.
Yeah.
So, okay, and then Brittany and Sean, they chose to stay. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't know why Darian why. Or like, you know? I don't know why Darian did that. I don't know what she was thinking.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't even hear anything wrong with it. I was like, yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, I don't understand. And then also, there was this really creepy moment. If you were, like, looking down, you missed it. But Brittany and Sean, like, Darian was sitting in the little chair in front of them. And then Brittany and Sean, like, both went over one side of her shoulder. Like, we went on each side of her shoulder, but, like, leaned over around the corner and, like, staring at her. It was really daunting. Dude, it really scared me.
If I was, like, already starting to, like, lose interest and then that happened, I would be, like, I'd be like, I changed my mind, actually. I'll stay at the Holiday Inn.
I got the biggest ick just seeing that. I'm not gonna lie. It was disgusting. And then Wilder threw the chair in the pool.
Oh my god, I thought that was so funny.
Yeah. He's crazy for that. He's so wild. He's just,
Wilder.
He said, we're good. Fuck yeah. He said, we're good. And then they ended up leaving. Blah, 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 blah.
Speaking of wild, we didn't even talk about them setting up the tents.
No, that's later.
Is it?
No, because they did it.
Oh, no, you're right. It is right after. My bad.
It's later.
Oh.
Y'all's notes aren't chronological. I don't trust either of y'all's notes to be chronological.
Wait, but didn't Wilder and them do the tent thing?
Yes.
They didn't leave. They left after the tent ceremony thing. Whatever it was.
The tent ceremony.
Yeah, are not chronological.
The tent ceremony. The hitch a tent. Them hitching a tent. Okay, yeah. Which is clearly like an innuendo. But Jonathan, Ashmal compared Jonathan to cilantro, because, I mean, at the matching ceremony or whatever it was, which didn't make any sense and kind of went over everyone's head. And I actually thought that he was going to say he tastes like soap and then swap him out.
That's crazy. I did like that Scott Evans, like, the host, was like, what are you saying? Like, he called it right out, like, what are you to do with about? That?
Yeah. No, I was fine with it. But yeah, they wanted Johnny Boy to stay. Johnny was like, no, not the right crew for me. Get me out of here, please. Please. And okay, I actually thought at that moment, I thought that they would leave. I'm not gonna lie. And Kara, you said that? Were you the one who said that last week? That you think they're gonna leave?
Who, Oshmal and Roman? Yes. Yeah. That was my prediction, yeah, that they weren't gonna be able to handle it.
I was seeing that for a second, but then they were like, okay, the host said that you can either go back to your little Thruple King bed as a couple, or you can pick someone new. And they see Frank step forward, and Ramon gets real excited. He gets really horny. Very. He's like, literally, the eyes are like jumping out of his head. And then Oshmal is like, wait, should we go back as a couple? Like, we can't do this if it's gonna be like a bad thing. And Ramon's like, no, it's not gonna be bad. It's gonna be great. Like, I swear to God, it's gonna be amazing. Like, I swear to God, it's gonna be great. Like, we have to do this. Like, he just wants to fuck. Yeah. He just wants to fuck, like, Frank so bad. Which I don't blame him. Frank is hot.
Right.
But they decide to go back as a couple. And then I also wrote down that, because I kept seeing this glimmer of that guy in the tie-dyed crew neck crop top with the jeans, the low-rise jeans.
I haven't heard him say a single word.
They need to get rid of him. They need to get rid of him.
Same with the Asian girl.
Like, what? Who are they? Whittled down the singles crew a lot, and I noticed that the last episode. They really have, and they're keeping those three?
I wonder if they voluntarily went home, though. You know? Like, if they didn't get picked.
You're getting a day rate to stay in Panama or wherever the fuck? Why would they voluntarily go home? In a Holiday Inn? I'm making... Okay, that was a joke. It's probably It's probably at least, like, a courtyard by Marriott. Something like that. I don't know. I'm sure that it's maybe a little bit of both.
Unless there's a new couple coming in soon. I mean, we are only on episode 6. So,
yeah.
If it's like a...
They added in...
10-episode season.
I have no idea how many episodes there are going to be this season, but they added in 2 more singles, which we'll get to at the end. But this was the scene right after that where Ramon was... Where I realized how manipulative Ramon is, crying in his bed after, like I said, traumatizing Johnny Boy for 2 weeks. Yeah.
With his shoes on.
Yes. On a white bed. It's fucking disgusting.
It is horrible.
And then they get sent on an expedition to hitch a tent. Okay, Kara, do you want to lead this part?
So the challenge is that you and your thruple, or couple, you know, if you're Oshmal and Ramon, you need to pitch a tent.
Oh, yeah.
But
they only had 2.
Yeah, but they had no instructions. And I was just cracking up because this is an activity I did with my 7th graders at the start of the year, but they had to put a puzzle together with no instructions. And I was like, oh, we're really pulling out the middle school tactics on couple. Yeah. That is so funny.
It was giving Girl Scouts teamwork, sorority workshop, communication is key. Weekend.
Yeah. So ridiculous, but... I was just cracking up. Obviously, Corey Wilder and Denise finished first, like, quick as hell. Yeah,
Maximo said they're, like, the president of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.
But my favorite couple to watch during that scene was Brittany and Sean. They were so funny.
They have no idea.
They were like, we are hotel people. I was like, I feel that. Mm-hmm. I am not made for a tent.
I would not know what to do at all.
It's literally that exact tent they were setting up. I stayed in. I tented in. I can't.
Oh, you know how to set it up.
I know. So yeah. If it was us in the temple, I would be the Darian shooing y'all around, and y'all would be like the Brittany and Sean. Yeah, talk about Brittany and Sean. Talk about their mad jokes, whittling around the little tent thing, talking about the magic wand. I literally wrote down Brittany and Sean RWFL.
I feel like their personality really shined then. It was so good.
Yeah, I did too. I know that. I'm sorry that wasn't funny for you, Sarah, but I thought they were being silly.
I'm just looking to be critical of their humor.
I can tell.
If we're gonna be critical, let's be critical of Jess, Lauren, and Dylan, because after they finished their tent, they all did a synchronized hair flip. Did you guys catch that? Where they all dipped their head in and then back out. Oh my god. It wasn't even like a Justin Bieber hair flip. It was like a full on, like, trying to get that 2014 Instagram photo in the pool type hair flip.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm so glad I missed that. I don't know, but I took a good hard look at Dylan, like, during one of his confessionals, and I just got the biggest ick. He looks like the Liver King guy.
Yeah, well, I got the biggest ick the second he started talking. And they do baby voice so fucking
much. Oh my god, yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, they talk to each other like little babies, and then they're like, think about little babies, like, we'll have children, they'll be like our little babies. And I literally was like,
ew. Ew, yeah, I'm not
That's how
that.
I felt. Like, they were talking like that.
And then we also, after the tent thing, we immediately see Dylan's whole asshole on the screen. I don't know if it's on that. Not really. His cheeks.
Yeah. Hell no, I'm glad I missed that.
Yeah, I wish I fucking did.
I did not understand what the point of the challenge was, because why did Maximo and Ashley and Becca win?
They're just, I was thinking the same thing, and I think it's just because they need more screen time, because we just need to get to know them more. Yeah, so they just sit them on a date.
So why'd they even call it a competition? That's stupid.
I don't like that. I hate when they do stupid challenges like that on shows. Like, I'm not into competition reality. Like, ugh. It's couple throuple. Why are we doing expeditions?
Exactly.
Yeah.
With a tent. You see with these people, like...
I know, these people do not...
I was kind of surprised. I felt like camping, and for some reason, to me, camping and polyamory, like, those are... The Venn diagrams there made sense, and I thought more of them would have been experienced in putting up a tent.
That kind of makes sense. Weird?
There's a reason that, like, there's more in a Venn diagram alone than together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think that Venn diagram is very overlapped.
Well, it's just a stereotype, and I like those. It's easy.
Okay, I love generalizing.
I do, yeah, exactly. And then, yeah, Darian's not vibing, but she's been flirting a lot with Maximo and Ash.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been flirting around with a lot of people.
And no one's making a move.
Yeah.
No. And then, what else happened in the last episode?
When Ramon and Ashmal, okay, so there was then a second mixer where Ramon and Ashmal ended up having to pick a third for their throuple.
Oh,
and
yes.
The singles came. Yes. And that's when the two new singles came in. We have Olivia and we have Brody. And my only note on Olivia is that she looks British.
Yeah, I wrote that too. She looks British. Before I hear her speak, I'm writing this down to see if I'm right. Kara, we're so funny. So funny. I also wrote down Bordy instead of Olivia and Bordy. I thought they were a couple at first. I think
they kind of look like a couple.
And they came in with their masks on. I was like, mysterious. Yeah, Bordy is the worst. I don't like
him. Yeah, Brody should have kept his mask on and should have just kept walking and then just walked out the door. Because he was immediately made into, like, a total dweeb by, like, everyone.
By Nesco, Brody is so cringe. Oh my god, why would Jonathan go up and talk to them? Oh my god, what the fuck is Brody doing?
Literally, what is he doing? His voice is very weird, too.
So
I didn't like his
awkward.
Voice at all.
So awkward.
He's so awkward. And he's... Yeah. He's, like, 4 feet tall, whereas Frank... is, like, 13 feet tall. He is one tall fucking fella. Literally, the scene of them talking to Ashmal and Ramon, literally, you don't see Frank in the same frame as him because he's so much taller, and he's just a shadow casting over them. And they don't look short either. Maybe they are. They probably are like 5'2". Ashmala and Ramona are like 5'2".
No, they're giving short for sure.
They're giving short. That's funny as fuck.
Oh. They are giving short.
So did anything else happen after they chose Frank? Is that what it ended on? Right?
Oh, I was gonna say about Brody. I don't know why they would bring him in like halfway through the season. Like, normally when you're gonna bring someone in midway, it's because they're gonna shake things up. Like, I'm interested to see what's gonna go on with Olivia, but Brody, like, there's no way he's gonna get picked. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry if you're listening, Brody, but like, be for real.
Brody.
Read the room.
You should do better. You should do better.
Like Ramon said, read the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was excited that they brought in Brody because literally right before I saw any of that, like in episode 5, I was like, they need to bring in another gay man because if all they have to choose from is Frank and crop top tie-dye Junior. Guy and Junior.
But I don't think Junior even stepped forward.
I don't think Junior's interested in them at all. I don't think he's into that. So I was like, they need more options. But then they bring in Brody. You're gonna give me 40? Like,
that's your option.
It's ridiculous.
They're like, I still want Jonathan, I think, actually. Thank you.
I think also that Dylan and Lauren are gonna try for Olivia because she's really hot, but she's gonna be like above them.
Ooh.
And I think I could see her going for Maximo and Ash if she's like open like that. And if she's not cool like that, maybe. That's the only couple I can see her with. I don't see her with Brittany and Sean.
I was going to say with Wilder and Corey because she's blonde, but...
But they're gone.
But they're gone. They made their exit.
They come back.
They come back for her. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I just wrote down that she has a really big butt.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Like, wow. Sorry.
I don't know. I've been looking. I don't know.
I mean,
she's pretty.
To me.
She's really pretty, though. So we'll get to know Olivia throughout the next few episodes. Any other predictions that we want to place into the couple of thruple sphere?
I think they're going to get back together with Jonathan. Like, I really
do. Do you want them to?
Yes. No, but I want Jonathan to be free, but it's also, like, really funny to watch. So, yeah, I do.
You
like, it's really entertaining.
I want Jonathan to find peace, personally.
I agree.
And I think he should at least try it out with Maximo and Ash. At least try.
Mm-hmm. So, and wait,
who did Maximo and Ash? Yeah, wait, who did they choose? Did they choose Becca at the second ceremony? They did? Okay. Okay. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, and I thought... So, and at the very end of episode 6, Jonathan pulls Becca aside and is like, watch out for your couple. They said that they were really interested in me. Yada, yada. He was like... Okay, so like... Do you feel like he was actually looking out, or do you feel like it's weird that he said something like
Jonathan?
Yeah,
I think he has good intentions. I somewhat trust Jonathan when it comes to women and like his friendships with women. Like, he seems to have good friendships with like Corey and them. I don't know.
And they were already like, they've been friends this whole season.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That would be the best part, honestly, on a show like this. It's not like The Bachelor or things like that where you just have to hang out with a bunch of other girls. Like, you can just hang out with so many different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And your downtime. That would be so nice.
It would be fun.
To be able to bitch about your couple. If, like, ugh, I don't know. Whatever. It would be really nice. Okay. Any other thoughts that we want to share from the last two episodes? Episodes 5 and 6? Let me look through my notes and make sure.
I'm hopeful for another new couple. I feel like we said this last time, but hoping for 2 women, we already have 2 men. So.
That's what I said. Yeah, I want a lesbian couple.
I just can't believe that there isn't one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're waiting for, but if it's really only going to be a 10-episode thing, why would they bring in another couple this late?
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm not sure. Okay. Well, we're going to end there. Thank you for listening. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, on Instagram. You can follow me on TikTok, saltbitch34. You guys want to plug anything? Kara, your crochet account?
Yeah, _ Kara Crochets.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Lauren?
Not really.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. All right, thank you. See you guys. Bye. Bye.